If I wanted to build something, if that battery ran out, all my battery was dead, I'll go out there to my shed. I have an electric skill saw that I can plug into the wall and get the job done. See, faith won't let you run out. But it's your faith. You can let you run out, but if you take your faith, you'll never run out. That building out there, I did most of it, a lot of it by myself. I ain't gonna say most of it. I did a lot of it by myself. And I took tools and screws and hammers and tape measures and whatever I needed, and I put that building up out there. And I worked on it day in, morning after morning after morning after weekend for a couple, two, 3 months, wasn't it? Something like that, 2-3 months, until I was done. I got you. And I put that building up. And I'm telling you, if you will pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, listen to the word, hear the word, hear the word, pray in the Holy Ghost, listen to the word, do the word, be doers of the word, not just hearers only. You'll do what the faith, your faith will be charged up. Your faith will make you whole, and your faith will bring you peace. Whew, glory to God. Woo, do you see? I want you to remember this woman's story. She heard of Jesus. Watch this now. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word. I want to point this out. If it, faith come by hearing, don't you think she heard Jesus more than once? Jesus just healed somebody over there. Jesus just made somebody. She heard and heard, and faith came. She said, I know what I do. I know what I do. I done spent all I had, all these doctors. I know what I'm going to do. Why'd she say that? Faith came. I'm going to go touch his clothes, and I'm going to be made whole. Why you think Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole? Because she said it. Do you see that? Jesus said, yo, Jesus just didn't say it to tell her that. He said it because she said it. She got out. She wasn't even supposed to be out. She's sick. She ain't supposed to be out. You know how they were back then. Some of us do anyway. Something wrong, they ain't really want you out among the people. She got out there anyway. My faith can make me whole. Let me get out here. But then when she got ready to get to him, there's people in the way. What I'm going to do? They said she came in the what? Press. She did what? Press. You got to work at it. Just like I see you knock them blocks over and I got to get them up here, guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to start. I had to start back over. Now I'm telling you, don't you start back over. You press. Why? Because your faith will make you whole. Your faith will make you debt free. Your faith will bring you your car. Your faith, hallelujah, will make you love your neighbor. Your faith will bless this church. Your faith will pay somebody's bill. Glory to God. Your faith. Faith is just a tool you need to get whatever you want or whatever you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She touched Jesus, and Jesus told her, daughter, your faith made you whole. Now you go in peace. And I'm telling you this morning, if you will build your faith on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, your faith will make you whole, and you will go in peace. I just ain't got no peace. Build your faith up. Hallelujah. You'll be bold enough to start and say, hey, Jesus loves you. I just start telling, your faith will make you bold. Fill yourself up with the word, glory to God. Be made whole. I'm almost done. You, glory to God. Be made whole, I said, glory to God. What is it that you believe in God for? What is it? You make a determination right now, I'm going to do just like Barbara did. I'm going to use my faith, and I'm going to be made whole, glory to God. Woo! Who need a touch? Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. I'm telling you, faith is here today. Faith is real big in me today. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. I'm gonna tell you something, son. I love you. We gonna get along. I don't care what situation look like. We gonna get along. You hear me? I say it by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What you got? What you need? You better take your faith. You better do your spiritual push-ups. When I worked out with AJ, I know it's red talking about that pass out there. Because I did it 2 or 3 times myself. It wasn't no fun. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Got to go back. But when I was there, glory to God, I had people tell me, I had one guy, this dude know what I'm talking about. I'm big dude. I'm like, good gracious. You know he had the nerve to tell me? In my training at the time, I'll be back. Man, that's the hardest working dude in the gym. The point I want to make is I was putting in the effort. I was putting in the time. I won't worry about people looking at me, but people took notice. Your faith will make people take notice. What is that you doing? What is that you doing? Come on, let me tell you about my faith. You want some of this faith? God has dealt to every man what? The measure. So you have faith. He's giving it to you. He's dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you can't say you don't have it. He's dealt it. Now you just got to receive it. Now once you get it, you got to hear the word. You got to hear the word. You got to hear the word. You got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost so your faith will grow. Glory to God. Whew. Come on. Glory to God. Your faith will make you whole. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that I said something that'll help you. Your faith, your faith. I said, your faith and your faith. I said, your faith and your faith. Your faith and your faith. Your faith, your faith, and your faith. Your faith will make you whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah.